Chapter 12. Dreams and Reality. When we finally get home with Rhys, our parents are back from the pub. Lewis telephones Rhys's parents, who drive to the farm, so Rhys won't have to walk home. They are happy Rhys and Megan are friends. Suddenly, the kitchen door opens and a tall, dark-haired young man comes in.
Darren!
Megan screams.
You're okay!
Darren smiles.
Of course I'm okay.
But we haven't heard from you for 2 weeks and there's a storm in the North Sea.
I didn't know there was a storm and I wanted to surprise you.
Darren says.
Well, you succeeded,
Rhian admits.
This is a real surprise. We were worried, you know, when we heard on the television that an oil rig was damaged.
I'm sorry,
Darren replies.
I didn't know that. 2 weeks ago, I decided to leave the oil rig and find another job. I'm not going back there ever again.
His parents look scared.
But we still have debts with the bank.
His mother says softly.
Don't worry,
Darren says with a smile.
I've got a new job. For the past 2 weeks, I look for jobs all over the UK, and I've found one. I'm going to work in nature conservation, preserving the natural beauty of Wales. I'm going to work on the nature reserve on Skokholm Island.
Skokholm Island, I exclaim. That's my dream destination.
What do you mean?
Darren asks me. Well, I wanted to go and visit Kenholm Island, but then I discovered that it's a fictional island. An island that doesn't exist. So we are going to visit Skokholm Island.
You'll love the island,
Darren says.
It's a beautiful place, the perfect destination for peculiar children.
He looks at Rhys, who's got a bandaged ankle.
What happened to you?
He asks.
We were playing and I twisted my ankle,
Rhys says, not looking at Darren. Darren frowns and looks at Megan.
We were showing the Dragon's Cave to Mael,
Megan explains. Darren smiles.
Oh, I see. There are dragons all over Wales,
he says.
Even on our flag there's a dragon, a red dragon who has promised to protect Wales.
Well, the dragon didn't protect me,
says Rhys.
I twisted my ankle.
You're not Wales, though, are you?
Megan asks.
You're just a stupid little Welsh boy. Megan,
say her two parents, furious.
Don't speak like that.
It's okay,
says Rhys.
She's right. I am a stupid little Welsh boy with a twisted ankle.
Turning back to Darren, I return to the subject of Skokholm Island. We are going to Skokholm Island in 5 days, I say.
Are you?
Says Darren.
Well then, we'll probably be on the same boat. I'm going back in 5 days' time too.
Megan turns to her parents.
Can I go to Skokholm Island with Mael and his parents?
She asks.
Please.
Of course, Megan can come with us,
my dad says, smiling.
We'd love to take her, if that's okay with you,
he adds, looking at Lewis and Rhian.
That's a splendid idea,
Lewis agrees.
Can I go too?
Rhys asks.
You can't go to the island with a twisted ankle,
his dad replies.
But it's better already,
Rhys insists.
In 5 days it'll be fine.
And he stands up to prove it.
Look,
he says.
I can walk.
Okay, then,
my dad decides.
We'll all good to Skookum Island together. But I'll have to book more rooms. I can book the rooms for you,
says Darren.
That's part of my job now.
And so, 5 days later, we all get on a boat to go to Skookum Island. Darren, my parents, and 3 peculiar children. But that's a different story.